It's exactly 8 o'clock Monday evening, and on my way back to my office here on Craig Street from a meeting, I had the blessing to be able to pray for two people. Both of them were involved in a car accident. Don't know whose fault it was, but it happened just 1 minute when I arrived. Both their cars were smoking because of the airbag coming out, and both of them were shaken. So I stayed there for a little while just to talk to them and make sure that they called the police. And after they called the police, I asked them if they're able to, you know, just handle it themselves, if they wanted me to stay. And one of the person said, yes, you know, get out of the rain because it's raining tonight. And they already called the police, and that I can just go ahead and leave. So before I left, I talked to the first driver. I asked him, hey, you know, there's nothing much I can do now. I gotta go, but before I go, can I pray for you? And he was very open for that. He said, yeah, that's fine. So I prayed for him, and then I went to the next driver, and I asked him if he needs anything, and he said no. The other guy already called the police. So I said, before I leave, can I pray for you? And he said, oh, yes, please. So I had the privilege to pray for these two brothers. Again, bringing the love of Christ can be as simple as praying for the people who just had a traumatic accident such as this. The proclamation and the demonstration of the love of God, you can do it anywhere. And you can be the person that they need during that time. It could be, again, as simple as praying or just standing with them and just being with them during the time of trauma. So once again, you can bring the love of Christ to anyone, to anywhere. God bless you.